to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm Chip Brim, filling in for my mother, Billy Brim, who I know is praying for me. Glory to God. It's good to have mama. Good to have a good mama. So you mamas, keep praying, keep pleading the blood, and they will turn out just fine. Don't worry about them. We have been talking all week about how to stay inspired, how to stay filled and inspired and passionate so that we can do what God has called us to do. Because I'm going to tell you something, you lose your inspiration, you're not going to be able to do what God's called you to do. We got to be inspired. It can't just be all of this knowledge. Thank God for the knowledge, thank God for the word, and thank God for a calling, but we've got to have some inspiration. And where does that come from? And we've talked about, if you want to go to our archives online, billybrim.org, you will get under the teachings that the Word of God, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. So there's one part of the inspiration, the Word of God. The other part is the Holy Spirit. See, like when Jesus went to the Mount of Temptation, a lot of people preach that he went up and defeated Satan with the Word of God. He quoted word, word, word. But you got to understand something. If you go back before that, he didn't just go up there with word. God sent John the Baptist who baptized him, and the Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove. He got filled with, got inspired by, and he was anointed with the Holy Spirit. So he went up to the Mount of Temptation with the Spirit and the Word and the Spirit, and that's what we must do. Word and Spirit, Spirit and Word. So, glory to God. You get inspired by getting in the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit staying filled. Now, I left last time with Brother Hagin. How important is it with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, in the last days? After the 1987 camp meeting, he had a three-hour visitation, and Jesus talked with him. One minister asked him, what did Jesus emphasize the most during the visitation for the church, just specifically for the church? And Brother Hagin said, without question, he was very detailed on it. He said, tell the church to stay filled with the Holy Spirit. Stay filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? So that they can stay inspired. The Holy Spirit. If you look up the Holy Spirit when it came upon them in the Old Testament days, he's in us, new believers in the New Testament, us now, new covenant. But in the old times, he had to come upon them if they weren't a priest, prophet, priest, or king. So, but when it would come on them, it would always say they were inspired. If you look up any translation, the Holy Spirit come upon them and inspire them. So, inspiration, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, the Word and Spirit, Spirit and the Word. Now, here's a great illustration of being filled and staying inspired. Acts 19, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you have believed? And they said unto him, we not so much have heard whether there be a Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, what were you baptized of? And they said, well, John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and then Paul laid his hands on them, and the Holy Ghost came on them. Now watch this. And the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake. Now, I can go on and say they spake with tongues and they prophesied, which they did. But what I want us to point out here, when the Holy Ghost came on them, they spoke. The first thing they did was speak. When you're filled, I'm not saying halfway, I'm saying filled, you can't help but speak. It pours out of you. It overflows out of you. And they began to speak. They weren't told to speak. They began to speak. He laid his hands on them, Holy Ghost came on them, boom, they began to speak. Because you're filled with and you're controlled by the Holy Spirit. So we need to keep speaking. We need to stay filled. That's one of the ways to stay speaking. Now, that group that I just read to you, Paul later in Ephesians writes a letter to them. Okay? Now watch this. He's writing to the same group of people and tells them to be filled. Verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now we have learned from Brother Hagin, and it's true, that if you look this up in the Greek, that's a play on words. It actually says, but be being filled, a continual filling with the Spirit. stay filled with the Spirit. Paul is writing to the same group of people in Acts that he laid hands on. He's not telling them, these Christians, to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit again. They got it in Acts 19. Paul is saying, maintain a constant experience of being filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit. So he tells them how. Then the very next verse, listen, be not drunk with wine where is excess, but be being filled continually with the Spirit. Listen, speaking. There it is again. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and songs. When you sing, you have an opportunity to fill up with the Holy Spirit. When you sing psalms and hymns and songs, praise and worship, don't just sit there and look at your clock and other people. That's an opportunity to get filled. Sing around the house. Sing in the car. Stay filled with the Spirit. And it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now look at verse 20. Here's another way of staying filled. Giving thanks always. How often? Always, for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What's the opposite of being thankful? Unthankful. Complaining. Murmuring. God, the economy. Gas prices. My job. My boss. This is going on. That's unthankful. That's the opposite of staying filled. We have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, Brother Chip, I got filled in 1970. No, listen, we're using that spirit filled too loosely. You don't understand it. People are saying this. They're saying things like this. Did you hear about what happened to that pastor? He had the affair with his secretary or whatever, or this happened, and split the church, split the family. Terrible, terrible thing. And you know what? He was spirit filled. Isn't terrible? Well, I got news for you. He was not spirit-filled. Well, no, Chip, he was, because I was at the meeting. He got spirit-filled. Well, now listen to me. I'm not saying he didn't get his initial filling, like Paul laid hands on them in Acts. Remember that? But he also wrote a letter and said, guys, don't let it leak out. Don't let it slip out. Have a continual filling. Because if that pastor was filled with the Holy Spirit at that time, he would have been inspired not to sin. See, if we don't have that inspiration, we can't say no to the flesh. If we don't have that inspiration, if we don't have that word, if we don't have the Holy Spirit operating in us, filled, singing, saying the word of God, speaking the word of God, we can't overcome. We won't be inspired to do it. But you can live a life of being inspired to overcome the flesh. And so if he was filled with, and he had been singing, and he had been thankful all the time to God, and then that opportunity from the enemy comes, or here, not opportunity, but just here it come, the attack. He would have been filled with speaking and just put that thing out of there and kept the church and kept the family. And, well, Brother Chip, leak out, is that scriptural? Absolutely. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, it says, therefore we ought not to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And if you look that word up, slip, it means to leak out as water drips from a leaky faucet. I believe that's what's happened to a lot of people. They have leaked out. They have not stayed filled. We need to stay filled. How? Speaking the Word of God. Do you have time where you fill up every day with the Word? Do you have time where you speak the Word and you're just thankful to God? You're driving in your car and you're thankful? You're staying filled. Don't leak out. You can't win without Him. You got to have Him. Glory to God. Remember, God told the Israelites in Jeremiah 2:13, you're leaking. Don't leak out as cisterns, broken cisterns. Hold water. Don't be something that you got filled once and you're leaking. Maybe that's where you're at right now, and you're just not inspired to do anything. You can't even hardly fight the devil, the attacks and the family and everything else. But I'm telling you how to stay filled, speaking, getting the Word of God. Stop the leaking. I think of Mom, how she's always thankful. No matter, we could be at a ball game and she'll go, Lord, I'm so thrilled to be here. And she loves ball games, but I just want you to know I'm thankful for this. And I think of Mama Jenkins and what she told me about Smith Wigglesworth. She was with Smith Wigglesworth for 47 different times, and she told me he wore a big long overcoat, and he had the New Testament on one side and the Old Testament on the other side. And she says, I would never see him go more than 15 minutes without pulling out one or the other, New Testament or the Old Testament, and reading it and then praying in the Spirit. Now, this is a man who would get off trains and people would just fall under the power of God. And I'm telling you, what was he doing? Staying filled. What was Mom doing? Staying filled, staying thankful. Brother Hagin, I've heard Brother Hagin Jr. tell a story. He would watch his dad watch football, and they loved the Cowboys, and he saw his mouth moving, and I hope I'm getting this right. And he would say, Dad, what are you doing? What are you saying? He goes, well, I'm praying in the Spirit. I'm speaking. Well, while you're watching football? Yeah, son, you got to stay filled. You got to stay filled. It's important. And let me tell you what the Lord said to me, why it's so important to stay filled, stay speaking. Because we're at war. Jesus has already won. We are the triumphant church, but the enemy is still attacking, and we're to occupy. But we've got to stay filled because it will change the momentum in this thing. It'll change the momentum in your family. The Lord reminded me of World War II. He said, our enemy, the Japanese, and their intelligence experts broke every code the U.S. forces devised on our wavelengths, and they were able to anticipate American actions at an alarming rate. With plenty of fluent English speakers at their disposal, the Japanese, sabotaged the U.S. messages and issued false commands to ambush our troops, and that shifted to the enemy. The war shifted to their side. You know what they were doing? They were breaking every code. What did our military do? They sent in the Navajos, and they could not break that code. It was a language they could not break. And you know what it did? Most experts say that turned the momentum in the war, and we began to win. You know what the Lord told me when I was studying that? He said, I've given you a language. I've given you a language that the enemy cannot decode. He cannot break. And that language will pray everything through. Stay filled. Stay filled with the Holy Spirit. Speak in tongues. Speak in psalms and hymns and be thankful. And it'll shift the momentum in that battle that you're going through right now. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, I was so excited about that. And I'm well on my way to becoming who I already am. I'm so thankful that you joined us in this time. The Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm Chip Brim, filling in for Mom this week. And hope you've enjoyed this brief coaching and teaching, and I hope you join us tomorrow. If you have any questions or you need more information, contact us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can call us, 417-336-4877. Or we even have a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-972-3447. It's 1-800-972-3447. Tell us what you think. Anything you need, just call us and we'll send it to you. Or need prayer, anything. BillyBrim.org. We're on the web there. Or championsforchrist.org. And I'm Chip Brim saying, be strong in the Lord. Champions, we'll see you tomorrow.